In the news at 8:30, three motorcyclists have been sentenced for dangerous driving after a collision in Chillsgrove. The three riders are all off-duty police officers and were travelling towards Chichester in July 2020 when two of them were involved in a collision with a red Ford Fiesta. The motorcyclist suffered multiple injuries and the driver of the car involved was also injured. Boris Johnson says the West will make sure Ukraine has everything it needs to make sure that it can't be invaded again by Russia. The Prime Minister made the promise during an unannounced visit to Kyiv. He confirmed Britain will send 120 armoured vehicles over to Ukraine, and the PM assured his counterpart the world would not forget what happened in the country.
What Putin has done in places like Bucha and in Irpin, his war crimes have permanently polluted his reputation and the reputation of his government.
Whitehall has launched an investigation as to how the tax status of Rishi Sunak's wife was leaked to the public. Akshata Murty has now agreed to voluntarily pay UK tax on international earnings after criticism of her non-dom status. The government is now investigating how her tax status was disclosed to the press. Sussex Police have won two awards at the recent UK Public Sector Transformation Awards. Detective Inspector Lee Horner and colleagues picked up the silver gong for community focus, whilst Detective Inspector Chris Thompson and the local resolution team received the bronze award for best use of digital and technology. And West Sussex Libraries are holding two in-person author events this month. The free events have been organised to celebrate reading and to encourage people back to the local libraries. The first is going to take place at Worthing Library on the 19th of April at 7 o'clock with best-selling authors Aisha Malik and Kate Harrison. On the night, they will be talking about writing, their journey into reading and their upcoming releases. For more of the latest news, see ashdownradio.com. I'm Mike Beeston.